The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We will now learn the laws for traveling. Simen Samech Ches. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch begins with the details of Tfilas HaDerech. This is the prayer that is said by someone who is traveling. So this requires a little bit of an introduction. We find some precedent to davening to Hashem for taking care of us when traveling by Yaakov Avinu, because he davened for Hatzlacha, for success on his way. Similarly, the Das Kanim says that the Pasuk of Vayehi Mitzvah Aaron Vayomer Moshe was a form of Tfilas HaDerech. In the Siddur Otzer HaTfilas, he brings down that Ezra and his colleagues used to daven Tfilas HaDerech before they traveled from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And they based that on a Pasuk in Ezra. So Tfilas HaDerech is actually a bracha, which is mentioned in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah midrabanan, and therefore one should be strict to say it whenever it is proper to do so. By the way, women have the same responsibility as men in the requirement to say Tfilas HaDerech, even if we're talking about women who do not daven regularly. Tfilas HaDerech is recited in any form of travel, whether it is by foot, or on the back of an animal, or by boat, or by train, or by car, or by airplane. Now, this is worth pointing out because there was a shita that says that one who travels in the airplane does not say Tfilas HaDerech. And this was the position of the Rogatchover going. The Rogatchover held that traveling in the skies is not considered traveling on the derech, on the road, on the way. And therefore, one who is taking a flight should not say Tfilas HaDerech. Whatever the case, all the poskim argue in this position, and they say Halacha L'maisa, Tfilas HaDerech should be said even if one is traveling on an airplane. Interestingly, if a person is traveling to the airport in order to take a flight, and the journey to the airport will constitute a distance that is greater than the minimum which would require Tfilas HaDerech, then what they should do is they should say Tfilas HaDerech on the journey to the airport, and have in mind that covers the flight as well. Let's begin Halacha Aleph. Hayotze l'derech, bein mibeso, bein mimakam shehoyolon baderech. Someone who goes out traveling, whether from his home, or from some place that he was staying for the night, v'chein b'chazarosu l'beisa, and similarly, when he's returning to his home, le'acha sheyotze me'iburo shoyir, after he has gone beyond the ibur of the city, dahainu shivim ama usnei shlishi ama le'acha shekol kol batim, which means that after 70 and two-thirds ama, after there are no more homes there, so then the abilacha of mispalo tefillah saderech, he should daven the tefillah of the traveler. And this is the text, Yehiratzim lefonecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lekei avaseinu. It should be the will in front of you, God, our Lord, and the Lord of our ancestors, shetolicheinu l'shalom, that you will bring us there in peace. Omra b'loshen rabim, he should say it in plural, rak v'sitneini l'chein, omra b'loshen yachid, except for the part of Esenu L'chein, that he should say in singular form. The reason that he says Tfilas HaDerech, B'loshen Rabim, in the plural form, even if a person is traveling by himself, is because tefillahs are more likely to be answered when they are said in the plural form. However, b'di'evit, if one did say the entire text b'loshen yachid in the singular form, then they have fulfilled their obligation as well. Now the Kitzur goes on to tell us, v'yoser tov la'omra la'acha sheyotza mil me'ibura she'ir. Even though one is permitted to say it after going out of 70 and two-thirds amas from the city, it is best not to say it until one goes out a mil from the city. Now, this calculation of a mil is actually not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but its source is from the Magen Avraham. U'kishehu kvar baderech v'lon be'ezeir. Let's say one is already on the road and he stayed overnight in a particular city. Yachol Amr baboker gam kodem sheyetze. He'd be allowed to say it in the morning before he travels, even though he has not gone out 70 and two-thirds amos. In fact, he has not started traveling at all, but since his source at this point is not his home, he's coming from the road, then he would be allowed to say it even before going on the derech. The Mishnah Berurah explains that he should wait until he's all ready to go, and then he should say it. It is sometimes difficult to determine when in a journey one should be saying Tefillas HaDerech. While the Kitzur has told us that he may say it after leaving the Ibura of the city, which is 70 and two-thirds Amos, from when there are no more homes, what happens if there's one home, which is somewhat outside the city? If it is within this distance of 70 and two-thirds Amos, then you would have to start counting again 70 and two-thirds Amos. And then subsequently, if there's another home within that distance, again you're going to have to start calculating it again. Now the poskim say that the way you make this calculation is based on the road that he's traveling on. In other words, if the road is curvy, you take into account the curves to determine the distance. You do not calculate it based on how the crow flies, meaning a straight line, but rather you do it according to the curves of the highway that you're on. In order for there to be a requirement to say Tefillas HaDerech, a person must be undergoing a journey which is of significant distance. If they are traveling just a small amount, it would not qualify for Tefillas HaDerech. How long must the journey be in order to qualify? So in Halacha Beis, it says, Ein lehispalo osa, ela im kein, yesh lo leleches leko hapochos parsa. A person would not be allowed to say Tefillas HaDerech unless they are traveling a minimum of a parsa. How much is a parsa? So there's actually a dispute among the poskim. According to the Chazon Ish, a parsa is 4.6 kilometers, which is equal to about 2.85 miles. According to the position of Rav Chaim Noah, a parsa is about 3.8 kilometers, which is equal to about 2.36 miles. If someone is traveling less than a parsa, the Mishnah Berurah says what they should do is they could say Tefillas HaDerech without the chasima, without the end of it, the Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, at what stage in the journey should one say Tefillas HaDerech? So he says, Ulechatchila yesh lo lehispalel b'soch parsa harishona. Ideally, a person should say Tefillas HaDerech while he's still in the first parsa of the journey. This way, he gets maximum protection for the remainder of his traveling. V'im shochach, but if he forgot to say it at the first stage of his journey, yochol hispalel kozman shehu baderech, he'd be allowed to say Tefillas HaDerech as long as he's still traveling. Ubilvad she'adayin lo hagia l'toch parsa smucha le'ir, as long as he has not yet gotten to the parsa which is closest to the city, shehu rotzeh lalunba, which he wants to stay overnight. So again, ideally, Tfilas HaDerech should be said in the first parsa of his journey. If it was not said in the first parsa, then he could say it throughout the journey as long as he is not in the final parsa before his destination. What should he do if he is indeed in that final parsa? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, once again, it's recommended that he says Tfilas HaDerech without the chasima, without the end of it. Halacha Gimel. Tfilas HaDerech Tzrichin La'amra Samuch Lebracha Acheres. Tfilas HaDerech must be said along with some other bracha. What this means is like this. Usually, brachas begin with the standard Baruch Atah Hashem. But Tfilas HaDerech is not that way. Although it finishes with a Baruch Atah Hashem, it does not begin with that text. Consequently, one should make a different bracha first, and then associate, and then juxtapose it together with the Tfilas HaDerech. So he gives some examples. He says, "Elchein im hu yotze beboker veomer baderech berchas hashachar." If he's going out in the morning and on the road, he says the morning brachas. Oh, shahayolon baderech beezeir, or he is going to sleep in a certain city. Sha'oz yochol lomar tvilas haderech gam kodem sheyetze, and then he could say tvilas haderech before he leaves. Va'omar afilo kodem sheyetze berchas hashacha, and he says before he goes out, he says berchas hashacha. Then Yomru Acha Berchas HaGomel Chasadim Tovim Lamal Yisrael, he should say Tfilas HaDerech after the final bracha of Berchas HaShacha. V'im Holech La'acha HaTfilo MiBeso. Let's say a person already daven Shachris in their home, and now they're on the road and they can't associate the morning brachas with it, or the rest of Shachris with Tfilas HaDerech. So what should they do? Yocho o yishta eza dover araderech. He should eat or drink something on the road. V'yivarech bracha achrona, and he should recite an after bracha. V'samach la, and immediately afterwards, yomer Tfilas HaDerech. Then he should say Tfilas HaDerech. Or alternatively, yato mayim, if he relieves himself, v'yivarech asha yotza, and he makes the bracha of asha yotza, v'yismech Allah, and then he can immediately afterwards recite Tfilas HaDerech. In all of these cases, he is saying Tfilas HaDerech immediately after some other bracha, in order to take advantage of the opening text of Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, according to most poskim, this is not me'akev. That means that if he doesn't have any other bracha to say, he would still be allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech, but it is most proper to try to find something else on which to make a bracha so that his Tfilas HaDerech can be associated with the Baruch Atah Hashem of the first bracha. Now, according to the Chasam Sofer, one cannot use the bracha on Besamim with which to associate the Tfilas HaDerech. In other words, if a person wants to make a bracha on Besamim, he makes the bracha, then he smells it, and then immediately afterwards he says Tfilas HaDerech. The Chasam Sofer argues that does not qualify as being next to the original bracha, because when he smells the item in between, he is interrupting between the original bracha and the Tfilas HaDerech. Now, not all poskim agree with this. Some poskim say that the smelling of an item does not qualify as an interruption. It would be even worse for a person to make a bracha on food or drink, a bracha rishona on food or drink, then eat and drink something, and then say Tfilas Aderech, because there clearly the Tfilas Aderech is not going to be immediately after the bracha. That's why it is recommended that this only be done with a bracha achrona, or like the other examples, an Asher Yatzar or the like. Now, if someone is traveling on Chol HaMoed Sukkos and they have with them food which is of the Chameshes Minei Dagim, from the five grains, and that's all that they have to eat, the only thing that they have, they can make a bracha on. So, since there's no sukkah on the road, they should not eat the food outside of the sukkah in order to have a bracha with which to juxtapose Tfilas Aderech to. Now, of course, this would only apply for men. Women who are exempt from eating in the sukkah, it would seem that the proper thing would be that they should make the bracha on the food outside the sukkah, make a bracha achrona on it as well, and then immediately afterwards say Tfilas Aderech. Now, we mentioned earlier that it is proper to say Tfilas Aderech in the first parsa of the journey. Now, if someone knows that they will only have access to food or drink beyond the first parsa, or they will only be able to make some other bracha beyond the first parsa, but within the first parsa they will not be able to make a bracha, they have nothing to make a bracha on. So some poskim say that you're better off saying Tfilas Aderech within the first parsa, even though you have no bracha with which to associate it with, than to wait until a later part of the journey when you do have a bracha to associate Tfilas Aderech with. Halacha Dalid. Yesh la'amra ba'amida. Tfilas Haderech should be said while standing. V'im hu rochev oholach bagala, if someone is riding on an animal or he is traveling on a wagon which is being drawn by an animal, im efshar lahamid habehema, if it's possible to get the animal to stand still, yamideha, he should get it to stop, mishum derochev kimahalach dami, because while he is riding either on the animal or in the wagon that is drawn by the animal, it is considered as if he is walking. V'im lav, and if he cannot do so, yom ra'kach, he could say it even though the animal is moving. So in general, the halacha that Tfilas Aderech should be said while standing is only a din l'chatchila. But if one cannot stand, then they could even say it while sitting. Now, the same halacha would apply to someone who is driving a car, or is a passenger in a car, or in any other vehicle, that as long as the car is moving, it is like the person is walking. If they could stop the car in order to say Tfilas Aderech, it is not necessary for them to get out of the car. Even when they're sitting in the car, it is fine to say Tfilas Aderech, but it's best if the car would stop moving. Now, if it's not practical to get the car to stop moving, then they could say it even when the car is moving. Halakha Hay. We will now discuss how often one should be saying Tfilas Aderech when they are on a journey. Ein omrim osa ela pam achas b'kol yom shehu holech. Tfilas Aderech may only be said up to one time each day that he's traveling. Now, what that means is for the intended journey. But if he changes his mind and decides to go further or go someplace else, then he would be required to make a new Tfilas Aderech. And this is what the Kitzer is about to explain. Let's say he sets up camp in a certain city with the intent of spending the night there. And afterwards he changed his mind and decided he does not want to stay there. He decides he's going to leave. Either he wants to go out, or he wants to go back home. Omra pam shenis, he is allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech a second time. Why? Because his originally attended journey was supposed to stop when he got to the city. Subsequently, he wants to go on. That is viewed as if it is a new journey, in which case he does make a new Tfilas HaDerech. Im holach bayom ubalayla. Let's say someone is traveling day and night, meaning they're traveling without break. Or they are sleeping in a place which is not a city. Now this can happen if a person is, let's say, on a train and they are traveling to a different state. It is certainly possible for them to be traveling more than a day, and they are not resting in any city. They're sleeping on the train. Or if someone's on the airplane traveling overseas. So there too, they are not part of any yeshuv, they're not part of any place of residence. So now there's going to be a machlokes haposkim, there's going to be a dispute among the authorities whether or not Tfilas HaDerech should be said on the second and third day. So what should you do? He says, Pam Rishona Omer Bechasima, the first time you say Tfilas HaDerech, meaning the first day, the beginning of your journey, it should be said with the Chasima, with the closing. Ubishar Hayomim Omrim Belo Chasima, while on the other days, he should say it without the closing, because there's a doubt whether it should be said at all. Kikoz Man Shalo Lon B'Mokim Yishuv. The basis of this is that as long as a person is spending a night in a location which is not a yeshuv, nechshev hakol l'derech echad, we could consider the entire traveling to be one long journey, in which case it's questionable whether or not he should say Tfilas HaDerech on the subsequent days. We have now concluded the laws of Tfilas HaDerech, and the Kitzur is going to proceed and tell us other halachas that pertain to travelers. Halacha Vav. Terem Tzeitzo LaDerech Yesh Lo Litein Tzedakah. Before someone goes off on a journey, he should give tzedakah. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Tzedek Lefanov Yehalech V'yosem l'derech p'amav. With tzedakah before him, he will travel, and he will set his footsteps on the path. V'yesh lito reshus me'hagedolim shebe'ir, she'ivarucho oso, she'yatzliach b'darko. A person should obtain permission from the great people of his city so that they will give him a bracha, that he should be successful in his journey. V'yesh lehishtadel, and one should put effort, sheyilavu oso eza anashim, that some people should escort him. V'hamalva eschavero, kishehu porish mimenu, one who escorts his friend when he is finally separating from him, sarach la'amod bimkomo, he should stand in his place, until the traveler has already left into the distance. Now, the mitzvah of livaya, of escorting someone, is part of the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'rechah kamocha, to your loving your fellow Jew. It's certainly also an aspect of chesed, but particularly when someone is going off on a journey. The Gemara says in Sota that anyone that is not milaveh umislaveh, anyone who does not escort others or does not have himself be escorted, ki'ilu shofech damim, it's as if he's a murderer. So that should give us some indication of how seriously Chazal deal with this mitzvah. So now, the Kitzur tells us another halacha. Hamavarchim lahaholech b'derech, one who is giving a bracha to the traveler, lo yomru lo, he should not say to him, lech b'shalom, go in peace, Ela lech lishalom, go to peace. Shari David Omar la Avshalom, David said to his son Avshalom, lech bishalom, and look what happened. Halach v'nisla, and then his son went and he was hanged. V'yisrael sh'omar l'moshe, and Yisrael said to his son l'moshe, lech lishalom, the consequence was, olav hitzliach, he went up and was successful. Kishahu baderech, when a person is traveling, ya'asok batorah, he should engage in Torah study. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, uvlechtecha vaderech, that you should study Torah when you're going on the way. V'yomer b'kol yom, eza mizmorei tehilim b'kavana v'hachna'a. In every day, a person should say some prokim of tehilim, with focus and with submission. V'yizaher, and one should be careful, shetehelo pasimo, that he has bread with him. Afilo holech b'mokam karav, even if he's only going a short distance. Sometimes people think they're going a short distance and they get rerouted, they get detoured. It's always worthwhile to have food with you. Gam yesh lo likoch imo tzitzis. Another thing that's good to have with you is take tzitzis with you, an extra pair. Shema tiposo lo tzitza, just in case one of the tzitzis that you have will become posel, will become invalid. V'lo yasig acheres v'yisbato mi mitzvah, and he won't be able to get hold of another one, and then he will miss out on doing this mitzvah. Now notice he doesn't say that you should take an extra pair of tefillin, probably because tefillin, it's much less common for it to get damaged than tzitzis. Besides, tefillin is going to be much more expensive than tzitzis. Therefore, we can't expect someone to always travel with an extra pair of tefillin with him. La'olam yikonis adam b'chitov, v'yetze b'chitov. A person should always enter his destination when it is still good, and he should go out of there when it is still good. Now, what does that mean? Perish, this means to say, kishi yikonis arvis l'beis hamalon, when during the evening time a person is entering into an inn, yikonis ba'od hachama zarachas, he should make sure to go in while the sun is still shining. That's bechitov, that's when it's still good. Ulamacha, and in the morning, yamtin ad hanetzachama v'yetze, he should wait until sunrise before going. V'oz tov lo, then it'll be good for him. Kemoshe kosov v'yar elokim esor kitov, that Hashem saw the light that was good, and that indicates to us that the ideal time to travel is when it is light. Finally, he tells us, lo yochal harber kishahu baderech, a person should not eat a lot while he's on the road. There are many reasons why eating a lot on the way could endanger the success of his journey.